Good morning, everyone. So today is a little bit different. I do not have my animals up here with me because none of them can swim. But I am doing the children's sermon from the baptistry. So raise your hand if you are perfect, if you never do anything wrong. I know that some of us would like to think that we are perfect, myself included, but we are not. There are times when we do things that are wrong. There are times when we make mistakes, and there are times when we do things that we know are wrong, but we do them anyway. And because we are not perfect, and God is perfect, there was no way for us to get to God. But God knew this, and so God made a way where there was no way. God sent Jesus to show us how to live, to die for us, and to rise again, defeating sin and death so that we could always be friends with God. And all we have to do is accept God's grace. All we have to do is accept Jesus as our Savior and our Lord. And we do that when we recognize that we are not perfect, that we do things that are wrong sometimes. When we ask for forgiveness and tell God that we love him and that we want to be his friend forever, that we want to follow Jesus. And from the moment that we do that, we are Christ followers. But we also follow Jesus into believer's baptism. We are baptized because long, long ago, John the Baptist was baptizing people on the banks of the Jordan River, telling them to repent, to tell God that they were sorry for the things that they had done wrong, and to turn away from their sins. And then John would baptize them in the water, reminding them that God had made them clean. Because when we take a shower or a bath, we use soap and water, and that makes us clean. But our sin is dirt that we can't see. It's also dirt that we can't clean off. Only God can do that. So when we are baptized, it's a symbol that God has made us clean. It shows the world that we are a follower of Christ.